This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned a decision that ended with the deportation of a Colorado man for drug possession. CPR's Paolo Chalceta has more.
3 years ago, Everett Johnson, a citizen of the Bahamas and a permanent resident of the U.S., was deported after a drug conviction. He appealed to the 10th Circuit, which ruled this week that the conviction is not a deportable offense. Johnson's lawyer, Hans Meyer, says the impact of this ruling could be immense.
So the implications of that are that there may be some people who had their green cards taken from them, which turned out to be unlawful. They weren't actually deportable.
Gruber says he will be helping Johnson return home under the new ruling and reunite with his family. I'm Paula Shasta, CPR News.
Denver Broncos player Juwan James is opting out of the 2020 football season because of concerns over COVID-19. The move means James will not earn his $10 million salary this year. In a social media post, James says the recent birth of a son was a deciding factor for him. The Metropolitan State University of Denver announced today mandatory furloughs for faculty and staff due to economic complications brought on by COVID-19. CPR's Paolo Chalceta has more.
MSU cited a decline in fall enrollment as a reason behind furloughs. All professional staff making more than $50,000 annually will be required to take a certain amount of unpaid days off, depending on the tier of income they're in. MSU says this round of furloughs will save the university $1.1 million, just a fraction of its total budget shortfall. I'm Paula Shasta, CPR News.
It is 85 degrees in Fort Collins.